Well, Iraqi fighter jets have reportedly killed 36 ISIL terrorists, including the group's so-called finance minister. Iraqi media said the attacks included three airstrikes on a compound in the province of Anbar. The first airstrike killed 14 terrorists inside of a workshop while they were creating car bombs. Another 13 ISIL members were killed in the second strike, and the third attack killed the group's finance minister and eight other terrorists while they were carrying a considerable amount of money. This comes as the Iraqi army, along with volunteer fighters, have stepped up their attacks on ISIL positions over the past months. Crossing over to London, joined by Middle East expert Mr. Zayd Al-Issa. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what do you attribute to? It appears that the Iraqi forces and volunteer forces have been making very positive gains against the terrorist group on the ground. Almost more, it appears that the Iraqis are a lot more effective than a so-called U.S.-led coalition that's also supposed to be fighting against this terrorist group.
Well, it is beyond doubt now that the so-called U.S.-led coalition against ISIS have spectacularly failed and dismally failed in actually degrading or destroying ISIS, which is the aim, overarching goal, supposedly, of Obama's faltering and feeble strategy that he has adopted a year ago. The faltering strategy of Obama hasn't worked. We've seen ISIS expand its influence and actually seize control, take control of Ramadi, where the Americans have played a major, if not a pivotal role, in preventing and thwarting the popular mobilization forces and the volunteers from actually defending Ramadi. It's absolutely clear, and Dempsey have said it very clearly, that Ramadi was insignificant, was not strategic enough, and even if it falls, then we're going to help the Iraqis take it back. We now see clearly that the popular mobilization forces and the volunteers are actually spearheading. They are at the front, at the front lines, and they are at the forefront of actually battling, combating, and beating back the ISIS. The only reason that the Iraqi forces have not till now seized back control of Ramadi is because there is a veto, there is a political red line by the Americans and by their staunchest ally, Saudi Arabia, which has entered the so-called coalition against Daesh only to torpedo and to put a red line against the popular mobilization forces actually entering the Anbar province. The Saudis and the Americans want to construct and formulate the so-called National Guard, which has the sole purpose of breaking up Iraq and creating an extremist Takfiri state within Iraq, in western Iraq, which is backed up by the Saudis, which is going to toe the Saudi line and act as an army to actually threaten the safety and security of Baghdad. And that is the motivation. The Saudis have put a red line on actually degrading and destroying ISIL. The purpose of them joining the so-called anti-ISIS coalition is actually only to weaken, contain ISIS, but maintain it as a credible, viable threat to bring Iraq to its knees, to weaken the Iraqi government, and to achieve its goal of overthrowing the Syrian legitimate government.
Okay,
and also
thank you so much, Mrs. Zayd Al-Issa. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much. I'm sorry we're out of time. Appreciate you being with us, Middle East expert Zayd Al-Issa out of London.